What are you up to today, Kevin?
But I've been out in the garden all morning, got the green beans picked and the zucchini and the okra cut. That's all I got done in the garden. Got that taken care of and got to go to the store now and get some bush water for the lawnmower so I can get out there and ride it this afternoon in the heat.
I'm sorry, Gary. I don't know why I said Kevin. oh, me. Well, that sounds like a ton of fun there. I always wait until about 7:30 or so to cut my grass. Of course, it doesn't take long. But, I don't like to cut it in the middle of the day. I noticed my neighbors cutting his shrubs. I thought, man, in all this heat, I'd wait until it got a little bit cooler.
It took about 2 hours to get mine cut. And I was going to try to get it done a little earlier than this, but as fate would have it, I had to stay in the garden a little bit longer than I meant to. But I got a bunch of green beans that's got to be run through the canner. Of course, Joy will take care of that. And zucchini and the okra and all that other stuff. And the last time I was in the garden was Monday, and I should have been in there yesterday. I like to get in the garden about every other day. But it didn't work out, and the reason I'm going to go ahead and cut the grass now is Joy told me she looked on the weather thing and said it's supposed to rain this afternoon, so if I can go ahead and get the grass cut now, we won't have to worry about it if it rains.
There's not a cloud in the sky right now, but I haven't even looked at the forecast. Oh, me. I'm getting ready to get in a real noisy spot here for a second on Rutherford Road. But if you lose me, I'll be back in a second.
Okay, in 4 BW, eh?
Yeah, there goes the neighborhood. Hey, Steve. Well, that'll work out because I've just arrived here at the little station down here where I got to get gas. So I got to jump out and pump some gas, and then I'll be back in. Go ahead and pick it up there, Steve. KF4DOS Mobile.
Well, before you go pump your gas, you're never going to believe what I'm doing.
What?
I took my car hauler up to Waynesville, North Carolina today, and I picked up a 1967 Chevy Fleetside short bed pickup truck. All original paint that's in good shape, all original miles, all original, and even the bed ain't scratched up real bad. Now I'm pulling it back to my place.
I heard you went up and took your car hauler up, picked up a 1967 and you broke up. What'd you get?
Yeah, I picked up a 1967 Chevy pickup truck.
A bad spot, too. I'll be back in just a minute. KF4DOS Mobile.
KN4BWA, KN4RJN.
All right, I'm back in there now. How you doing, John? Did you hear what I was trying to tell them?
Just what you need is another vehicle, right?
Well, I went up there and I picked this thing up for a boy that's, he lived in Greenville. We grew up with him, and I knew his dad, who bought this truck brand spanking new in 67, and anyhow, the long and short of it, his dad passed away, he got the truck, and then he was working in Waynesville, North Carolina, and then he moved out to Arizona and was working on the Apache Indian Reservation out there, and now he's leaving there Portland, Oregon to work up there. And he had the truck at a little place up here in Waynesville having some work done on it. It's been there for 2 years. So anyhow, they threatened to take it and, you know, sell it. So he satisfied the storage and got me to go up there and pick it up for him.
So does it need restored, or do you say it's in pretty good shape?
For a 1967 all original, I'll bet you I could put a little buff and wax on this thing, and it would look great. Naturally, it's got, you know...
357.
How many years is that? Good land. Let's see, that's 30, that's 50. This truck is 53 years old. And for 53 years old, you know, it's got a few little scratches here and there. But not even the bed is scratched up.
Sounds like it was well taken care of then.
Yeah, I knew his dad very well. And I'll tell you what, he was a good man. He was the dean of the sociology department up at Furman University.
How about that? What color's the truck?
Red.
Well, it should be easy to spot in a parking lot then. So what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to store it until he can make arrangements for motor transport to get it taken out to Portland, Oregon after he gets moved up there.
Just a lawn ornament for you for the time being.
Yeah, and it's repayment to a friend that, you know, between him and my dad, they kept me straight when I was a kid.
Happened since then.
Not everybody remembers all of their learning from their youth. What can I say?
Clearly. Clearly.
Right over and check this thing out one day. It's a pretty little truck. It's a six-cylinder, three-speed on the floor.
Wander over that way and take a look at that. That sounds interesting.
Any of those?
Well, you don't see many of them that are not resto-modded up. You know, they drop big old V8 engines in them and they pump them up and put flames on them and... you know, that's fine, but, you know, this one is a survivor, and I mean, it's nice. And it would be a real tragedy for somebody to take this one and just butcher it up.
A nice patina, as Mike would say, Mike Wolf would say on American Pickers.
Hey, guys, the guy is calling me from Oregon right now. Let me get back in there with you a little bit. KN4BWA, standing by.
What are you doing?
As little as possible. What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to pick up some prescriptions, and then I got to go over and my mother-in-law's and work on her vacuum cleaner. She said her vacuum cleaner is not working.
Yeah, I might go to my mother-in-law's and do some things, but unfortunately my mother-in-law's in Indiana.
Well, that's a long way. She don't have anybody else that can do anything for her.
No, but we haven't been up there in a while, and we're going to take our granddaughter with us and let her visit her great-grandmother and spend a little time up here and probably take care of a few things while we're at it.
See? Well, that's good. Well, thank goodness mine just lives across town. And, but it just never ends. There's always something. And she may not have... Well, she's got two vacuum cleaners, so I don't know which one it is. But I bet it's the one that is cordless, because that's the one she uses the most, which is basically useless. And she probably doesn't didn't have it plugged in right or something. I mean, you know, golly day, I tell you.
We brought one of those cordless Dysons here a while back, and it's, I might have to get a new battery for it. Battery won't take a charge anymore, so it's just a wall ornament right now.
I'm not real crazy about them, and this one is, the sheep ball's just, it was pathetic when it was new, so, but she just, you know, runs over the carpet with it, and it will pick up a little bit, but not much. And so it's really, she wants to get something done. She needs to get that one out that plugs into the wall, and it's got some suction to it.
Yeah, the Dyson worked good there for a while, but then, the battery started going bad, and then eventually to the point where, you know, it would only last about 5 minutes on a charge, and now it won't take a charge at all, so it's a wall ornament. But she bought a little shark corded back, and I swear to God, that thing will suck the fillings out of your teeth. It does a pretty good job, but that Dyson I'm not overly impressed with.
Remember what brand hers is? It's not Dyson, I know that. And we bought a cordless. I don't know what that thing is. It might be a Dyson. It's got a couple real long batteries in it, and it takes the long batteries and rechargeable, and the only thing I don't like about it is it doesn't, the charger is not a quick charger, and so if you start vacuuming and the battery's already almost dead, then you got that, the other one, and it'll last about, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, but you got to vacuum fast. if you want to get anything done.
Yeah, I understand. This one was kind of the same way. It didn't last real long on charge when it was new, but it did charge up relatively quickly, but it just won't take a charge now.
Okay, 4 WA.
Neighborhood.
Back.
Man, y'all need to come up with some new material. That one's used. Well, hey, Dave, you're going to have to come over here and see this old truck, buddy. It is pretty. It's all original. Everything on it's original. I mean, right down to the paint.
Sounds nice. I'd like to see it. Maybe I can get up there one day and take a look at it.
I'll tell you something else I did too. You know my long driveway?
Have you got it redone yet?
Ever bit of it.
That too. That'd be nice.
No more 2 foot deep ruts.
Those weren't any fun. And I know they were necessary, but they weren't any fun. Oh, me. I'll tell ya. Traffic is really irritating today for some reason. I guess it's just me.
Yeah, I hear you tickling the injectors with your toes.
Going through the gears, if I was tickling the injectors, I would hear a lot more than what you're hearing.
You can say that if you want to, but I heard you grind it up pretty good there, just getting in it a little while ago. I could hear that motor.
Going uphill. Oh, Lordy. Well, I'm almost to the hospital. I'm here at Augusta and Church Street. I guess I better put it in gear if I wanted to go somewhere.
I'm going to jump out of here, too. I've arrived at the Hacienda, and I'm going to get this thing situated and get it parked. So I'll talk to both of y'all later. KN4RJN, KB4CBA, 73. Come on by and see this thing. It really is something to see. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Time to get up there. Enjoy a beautiful day. And, John, if you're listening, I'm almost to the hospital. I got about another mile to go.
Well, I'm gonna back on out of here. The guy from Davis Services is working on the heat pumps and just routine maintenance. I have to settle up with him here in a minute. So you take care, watch out for the crazies, and have a good day. KN4RJN, I am clear.
73s, and have a good one. KB4CBA mobile.
DOS mobile again.
4DOS, KB4CBA.
4DOS.
Get you some fresh water there for your mower.
Yeah, I got it. Didn't have no problem getting the gas, but then their computer system was screwing up. I don't know. They put in a new computer system over here, and I think it's more trouble than it's worth.
Get it.
I got a hot spot over here on 123.
I know exactly where that is. We used to live on that side of town. And I'm just curious, do you use pure gas or do you use 10% ethanol?
10% ethanol, it don't seem to hurt anything other than the, I had to replace the fuel cap on it because it, that ethanol eat the little rubber washer there on the fuel cap.
It likes those rubber, it likes anything rubber. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's, like I said, it ain't no big deal, but the gas seems to run fine in everything I've got, so I don't worry about that. I don't like using it in my two-cycle stuff, but, I go ahead and buy the regular leaded gas, the regular gas for that, and then put the oil in it, and that hadn't had any trouble with that either. Talking and it just
there's just a dead spot right through there. I don't know why, but we run into those every once in a while.
I wonder if Steve ever got his, did you ever hear if he got his 6-meter beam to put together?
Heard, he was telling me something when I was there at the gas station that it took his car hauler someplace this morning and went and picked up a 1967 something or another. And he started breaking up so bad I couldn't hear what he was saying. I don't know if you copied him or not.
You have a Chevy pickup, 6-cylinder, 26, 3-speed on the floor. Gosh, I can't tell you the last time I've seen a three-speed on the floor, and I can't tell you the last time I saw a 3-speed on the floor. Golly.
Diego, since they had those, I haven't seen one in a long, long time either.
Yeah, my father-in-law had a 65 Chevrolet pickup, and it had three on the tree, as we say. And you had the, when you went first, second, you had to pull the lever toward the steering wheel as you went up to neutral. If you didn't, the linkage would lock up and you'd have to get out there with a crowbar to get them unstuck.
Them wheel. I don't know. When I bought my pickup truck, I'd had several pickups before I bought my big one, and when I bought it, I bought an automatic. And both my boys asked me, says, "Why'd you get an automatic, Daddy?" And I said, "Son, I changed gears for a living because I was driving a truck then." And I said, I get tired of changing gears, so I decided I would get me an automatic. So all I got to do is put it in D and go. That way I don't have to change any gears. They just laughed at me.
See that if you were a truck driver, I guess that would get old in for a while.
But you know, I only used the clutch twice, you know, when I started and stopped. But the company that I retired from is they're buying automatics now. They're not buying any more 9 or 10 speeds or 13 speeds. They're going to all automatics.
I mean, some of the cars have 8-speed automatics, so what does the truck have in it?
7-speeds, they got some 10-speeds. And the cool part about it, on those, you know, you can change gears manually if you so choose. So I think that's a pretty good deal, but they say that they don't have to worry about replacing the clutches and all of that anymore, and it seems to be that a lot of the drivers are a whole lot easier on the transmissions and things now, so I guess it's all good. I don't know. You know how that goes. But anyway, David, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and take this gas and get ready to start cutting my grass, probably go in and eat me a bite of lunch before I get started. Good talking with you. I'm glad I got to catch you on the second go-round. You have a great day, and don't work too hard, and we'll talk to you later. 73 there, young man. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.
Get you more than one bite. You said you're going to get a bite. I'd take at least two or three. And I appreciate the young man part. It made me feel good. You have a good one. KI4DOS, KB4CBA Mobile.